This is CKUW. Just sit at the master control panel and do whatever I instructed you to do. Ah, your picture and voice are coming in fine.
This is great! I can see right through the robot's face!
Test it out. Make it move. Now try out the voice.
What's everyone staring at? Get back to work, all of you! That was delightful! I scared them out of a year's growth! See, look! Where's the robot going?
It's on the trail of Spider-Man, zeroing in on his spider impulses.
Look how everyone's staring! They must be looking at my face in the robot's head screen!
Meanwhile, back at Midtown High School, it's last class of the day.
That was the last bell, useless! Remember, I'll be waiting outside for you!
Fine, fine, fine. And if you're really nice about it, maybe I'll let you carry my books home too.
But no sooner does Flash Thompson leave when Peter Parker looks across the street through a classroom window and sees the robot.
The robot! It's coming this way! It must have sensed me here! Slip out this side door. I've got to get safely away from school and change to Spider-Man before he catches up to me. Flash Thompson! What's this I hear about you wanting to have a fight with Peter Parker?
Oh no, not Liz, not now.
Look, Liz, this is something between me and Parker.
But if you're fighting over me, then I'm involved in it too.
Hey, Flash, Peter's running the other way. He's right away.
Flash, wait, you come back here. Flash, you wait.
I'll teach him for trying to duck out of Flash Thompson. Come on, guys, after him! Yippee! Woo! Parker, you come back here! You fight, you coward!
While Peter Parker is running away from Flash Thompson and his gang of friends, he thinks to himself,
it's Flash and his stooges. I think I could use them this time. All I have to do is keep them between me and the robot.
Kids! Teenagers! Up ahead of me! They're blocking my view!
Holy smokes! What in tarnation do you call that?
Hey, what's that thing advertising? Is he giving away any free stuff? You got samples?
Out of my way, you brat!
Hey, Flash, look behind us!
Holy smokes!
It's Jameson! J. Jonah Jameson! I know his face anywhere from the Daily Bugle! But he's turned into a monster robot!
Out of my way, everybody! Spider-Man must be somewhere ahead of me!
Spider-Man? Wow! We gotta keep on running! I don't wanna miss this thing!
Peter Parker running ahead of the group of teenagers and, of course, the J. Jonah Jameson robot thinks to himself,
How can I slip away in full view of everyone and change into Spider-Man? I must do it, because they'll guess who I am if the robot grabs me.
And then suddenly, rounding a corner, Peter Parker makes his jump.
This is my chance. I hope no one's watching from any nearby windows.
You won't escape me, Parker!
Look! Look! The robot! He stopped chasing us! Why is he trying to climb up that roof? And where did Parker disappear to?
How did it get up here so fast? I didn't even have time to put on my shoes or gloves.
Spider-Man! I found you! You are right, Smite! Your robot works! It found the roof crawling menace as easy as pie!
And it will defeat Spider-Man just as easy. It's equipped with every type of fighting device I could think of.
Whoa! Lucky delayed for a second. At least I'm fully costumed now.
Recognize me, Spider-Man? It's your old pal, J. Jonah! I finally found a way to clip your webs forever!
He can even talk through that thing!
Meanwhile, on the street below.
That's funny, we lost Parker, and the robot's gone too. The robot said Spider-Man was around here. Maybe Parker found him. Look, there he is, there's Spider-Man. And there's the robot too. He nearly grabbed Spider-Man.
That robot's with Jameson's face. He's after Spider-Man. Look out!
You won't escape me, Spider-Man. I can follow you wherever you go.
Help Spider-Man like I did last time.
Liz Allen thinks to herself while being a part of this group.
Good. Now Petey can get away.
Follow me. We've got to catch up to that robot.
Liz Allen contemplates to herself again while in chase.
Perhaps if I tag along with him, he'll stop being so jealous of poor Peter.
Meanwhile, on the street, Spider-Man squares off with the robot.
This is where I'll make my stand, right in the middle of the street here. And if I beat Jameson now, everyone will know about it. He'll never live it down. First of all, I'll give him a taste of liquid webbing. Oh no! It's rolling off his surface. It's specially prepared for it. It's too oily. Well, then I'll spray it over top of him. Now what? He's covering his head with his arms, catching my web. It slid off again. It won't stick to any part of him. Now what do I do? Whoa! I almost forgot. I mustn't let him get close enough for his coils to spring out at me. Old Jonah must be gloating to the beat of a band right now. I've got to get out of the range of these coil spring arms. They're way too fast. They follow me automatically, attracted to my spider impulses.
Dodge all you want to. You can't avoid me forever.
This'll be even harder than I thought. I better take to the rooftops for a while.
Hey, Big Shot. What gives? You're running the wrong way.
Wow, my adoring public. They can't wait to turn against me at first opportunity.
There he is, Flash.
Heck, if he digs to the roof, we'll lose him.
Going for a little climb, Spider-Man? That won't help you. I'm coming right after you! You're not getting away from me!
And back at the Daily Bugle office of J. Jonah Jameson, Betty Brant thinks to herself,
"This is terrible! I've got to help poor Spider-Man somehow! I owe him that much!"
Smite! You're a genius! I never had such a wonderful time in my life!
There's only one thing to do. Be careful, Mr. Jameson. That dial is coming loose. Here, let me tighten it for you.
Don't touch it! I'll lose control over the robot! Stay back, Miss Brant!
I was too slow. Oh, no. I'll have to think of something else.
Back on the streets of Manhattan.
Don't think I could come after you so fast, did you, Spider-Man? Why don't you just give up and save yourself all this trouble?
I didn't know which is worse, that robot's coils or Jameson's raspy, gloating voice.
You're beginning to look tired, Spider-Man! What a pity! Personally, I'm as fresh as ever! I could keep this up all day! In fact, I think I will!
Well, bully! For you, Big Mouth!
Back at the Daily Bugle.
Now I know you're tired. Even your corny wisecracks are sounding weaker than ever.
Betty Brant thinks to herself, pondering what to do next.
Jameson's right. That robot can't ever get tired, but Spider-Man can. I've got to think of something.
I've waited months for this moment. Months! I'm almost sorry you're getting tired. I'd like it to last much, much longer.
If I could just reach that electrical socket. I'll pretend to stumble. I'll drop these papers. Oops, how clumsy of me. He's paying so much attention to the robot. I'll just inch closer to the socket. I feel like a heroine in an adventure thriller. This is really exciting. Thank you.
are you doing? Get away from there!
Oh no! If this were just a story, I would have made it!
How do you expect me to concentrate with you getting underfoot all the time? Get out of here! Take the rest of the day off! Without pay, of course!
As Betty Brett is being thrown out of J. Jonah Jameson's office, she thinks to herself,
I failed! But Peter is as in debt to Spider-Man as I. I've got to get him some help somehow. I'll phone him. I hope he's at home after all. This is all his fault. Tisk, tisk. The line's all busy. Spider-Man has helped Peter so many times in the past. Now it's his turn to repay the favor. He talked J. Jonah Jameson into this, so he's got to find a way to talk him out of it. Spider-Man or any of his silly costume adventurer friends, but I can't help feeling sorry for him. After all, it isn't fair for a man to have to fight a tireless robot. If only Peter can convince Jameson to let's try his phone again. Busy! Perhaps his Aunt May is on the phone. A woman can talk for hours. I'll go over and get him myself.
And on the crowded street corner. Too bad we lost him. It'll be some fight. No sense we just hang around here. Let's go find Puny Parker again.
Flash Thompson, don't you dare.
He probably lit off out to home. I'll bet you can find him there.
It's good a place as any to start looking.
Flash, I'm ashamed of you. If you hurt poor Petey, I'll never talk to you again.
Relax, Liz. I won't lay a finger on that crummy bookworm. I just want to get him to admit that he ran away because he's a coward.
He's just too smart to waste time fighting.
Flash Thompson thinks to himself as he hears the words from Liz Allen.
The more she defends him, the more I hate Peter Parker.
Meanwhile, the young stalwart, who seems to be on everyone's lips right now, is having trouble enough among the rooftops of Manhattan.
I must have been out of my mind. This is all my fault. I talked Jameson into using this robot.
I can play tag as long as you can!
I thought this would be a picnic. I thought I could make a fool of Jonah in front of everyone. Instead, I'm running away from him, getting more tired by the minute, while he's having a ball. And every time I slow down, those steel coils and feelers of his are automatically reach out for me.
Keep going, Spider-Man! Don't spoil the fun so quickly! quickly. I want this delightful episode to last forever!
I've got to get some rest soon, but how? He won't let up for a second.
How do you like being on the run, you costume freak? How does it feel to be up against your superior, namely J. Jonah Jameson?
We will return with Amazing Spider-Man number 25, June, the year 1965.
As the first. I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry. Wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm a right old man, I'm Henry. Henry VIII, I am.
We now return to Amazing Spider-Man number 25, June 1965. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. Every time I slow down, these coil steel feelers of his automatically grab at me.
Spider-Man! Don't spoil all my fun! I want this delightful episode to last forever!
I've got to get some rest soon! But how? He won't let up for a second!
How do you like being on the run, you costume freak? How does it feel to be up against your superior, namely J. Jonah Jameson?
But once again, our scene briefly changes as we find Betty Brant arriving at the home of Peter Parker.
Why is this little group gathered in front of Peter's house? Liz Allen, so Peter's still seeing her.
Now you just wait here, Flash. I'll go in and see if Peter's there.
Liz Allen thinks to herself as she leaves Flash Thompson's side.
And if he is, I'll warn him not to come out till Flash is gone.
Betty Brent and Liz Allen meet up with each other at the same time, for they are going into the same house.
Well, fancy meeting you here, Miss Allen. Do you always travel in a pack like that?
Why, no, Miss Brent. But sometimes it's hard to get rid of all your admirers. Although, I'm sure you don't have that problem.
They both arrive at Aunt May's door, and Aunt May greets them there.
Oh, what a lovely surprise. Betty Brent and Liz Allen, do come in. My dears, oh my dears, today seems to be my day for surprises.
Betty Brent thinks to herself, rather quickly,
what does she mean by that?
Liz Allen asks,
is Peter in, Miss Parker?
Oh, no, dear, no. He's out, although I expect him back shortly. Wouldn't you come in and wait?
Yes, I certainly will, thank you. And so will I.
Now that you're here, I'd like you to meet another charming young lady. She's the niece of Mrs. Watson, my next-door neighbor.
Liz Allen and Betty Brent both think to themselves,
another girl? More competition?
Mary Jane, this is Betty Brent and this is Liz Allen. Girls, I'd like you to meet Mary Jane Watson. Visit my nephew.
Hello, girls.
She's a friend of Peter's? She looks like a movie star. He's been hiding her from us? Our shy, bashful, studious Peter? What?
Now then, would you girls like a refreshing cup of coffee?
No, thank you. Thanks, Mrs. Parker. I really have to be going now. Yes! So do I. We'll see Peter some other time.
Well, was he in there? Where is he? Where is Parker?
He wasn't in, and I don't know where he is. Goodbye, Mrs. Brandt. Goodbye, Miss Allen.
Wait, Liz! Don't go! Don't! Don't you want to see your bookworm boy eat some crow when he finds me waiting here for him?
No, I do not. I'm going home.
Yeah, we better cut out too, Flash. It's getting late. Come on. Let's get something to eat. Sure. Tomorrow's another day. Can't you find Peter Parker any other time? Yeah, that's right. We can't hang around here forever.
Hey, wait!
Wait! I'll let him go. That milksap has to come back here sometime. And I'm staying till he does. Although, it would be a lot more fun to prove how yellow he is with the other guys watching.
And so, we again take leave of Flash Thompson's pride. As we return once more to our web-spinning wonder.
He's coming after me, but I managed to increase my lead over him. At least it will give me time to slow down and rest for a few seconds. Whoa! Old spider strength! Don't fail me now!
Well, hello there! You wouldn't be trying to hide from fun-loving Jonah Jameson, would you?
Oh, brother! Now he's becoming a comedian!
He floats through the air with the greatest of ease!
Sheesh! I wonder if I sound that corny when the shoe is on the other foot! Well, I've had it. I've really had it. If I run any longer, I will tire myself out so much that I won't be able to fight. I've just got to stop and make a stand now, no matter what.
Ah! Finally realized you can't escape me, hey? If only I could bottle this up, this glorious moment. And take out the cork and relive it, whenever I want to.
The coils, they're shooting out at me, faster than expected. Oh no, it happened so quickly. I'm caught. But I can't be. He can't win so easily. He mustn't!
Look at you! The Amazing Spider-Man! Trapped by ordinary, plain old J. Jonah Jameson! Average American tycoon!
Some victory! You need the help of a robot to do it!
Fine! Just a minor detail! I must reward Peter Parker for convincing me to use this device, which has defeated you. To prove my gratitude, I'll be unusually generous. I'll allow him to call me Jonah if he wishes.
Spider-Man thinks to himself while caught in the steel coils.
I'd like to reward Peter Parker too. With a brick to the head! How could I have been such a stupid lunk?
And now, you who have trapped so many in those cowardly webs of yours, you're trapped yourself! Today I feel like a man of destiny!
Come on, Spidey, snap out of it! You're still alive! There's still hope! Think of something! Think of something! Think!
You are listening to a reading of Amazing Spider-Man number 25, June, the year 1965.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song. strip, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast you dancing.
Cut on out of there. I went down to Joe's pool, see if my baby was there. Didn't find nobody, nobody anywhere. I just cut on out of there. Cut on out. This. Cut on out of this. I cut on out of this.
Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW. Oh no! It happened so quick! I'm caught!
Look at you! The Amazing Spider-Man trapped by ordinary J. Jonah Jameson, average American business tycoon!
Some victory! You need the help of a robot to do it!
Fine, fine, fine! Just a minor detail! I must reward Peter Parker for convincing me to use the device which has defeated you! To prove my gratitude, I'll be unusually gracious. I'll allow him to call me Jonah if he wishes.
Spider-Man thinks to himself while trapped in his coils.
I'd like to reward Peter Parker, too, with a brick to the head. How could I have been such a stupid lunk?
And now you! You who have trapped so many in those cowardly webs of yours! You're trapped yourself! Today, I feel like a man of destiny!
Come on, Spidey! Snap out of it! You're still alive! There's still hope! Think of something! Think of something! Think! 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 Think!
When the news of my brilliant triumph is made public, I'll probably be asked to join the Mighty Avengers! But I'll prove my modesty by declining! Stand still while I'm talking to you! You're distracting me!
Spider-Man thinks to himself while trapped in the steel coils.
It's useless! The more I struggle, the tighter these coils wrap themselves around me! Only I could burn my way out! Rats, you can never find a human torch when you need one!
Say it, Spider-Man! Say it! Let me hear you say, I surrender!
Back at the Daily Bugle office of J. Jonah Jameson.
Okay, Smythe. Now that we have him trapped and helpless, what do we do next?
Well, if the robot tries to bring him back here, the coils may loosen while during the trip, and he may escape. So we'll go after him instead. We'll go to him instead. We'll locate him with this portable finder.
Don't go away, Spidey! We'll be right there!
The screen's off! Now's my chance! I can't escape through brute strength! But I've still got my brain. If I can detect the robot's power source by tapping on his chest plate. Ah, that must be it. Next, I'll use the suction power of my fingers, the same power that enables me to walk on walls and cling to ceilings. I've got to keep pulling harder, harder, harder. Where my knowledge of science comes through. I've got brief minutes to figure out this operation of this panel. Lucky I'm that bookworm that Flash Thompson calls me.
And racing to the scene, we find J. Jonah Jameson and Smythe in a taxi cab. With this little gadget zeroed in on my robot, I can pinpoint his location exactly. Turn right at the next corner, driver.
Faster! Faster! I can't wait!
Seconds later, the taxi cab stops, and J. Jonah Jameson and Smythe go up a fire escape ladder. Keep going. The robot isn't more than 30 feet away.
This is the day poets will write ballads about. In fact, the president will no doubt proclaim that it's J. Jonah Jameson Day to honor the man who conquered the web-headed menace. Look at him, struggling like a rat in a trap. It's a sight to treasure for all the golden years to come. And now, last. I'll tear off your mask and finally see your face. Hey! What? What's this?
Mr. Jameson, what have you done with his head?
I didn't do anything! He hasn't got a head! Up! What am I saying?
And while on a narrow ledge above, Jameson and Smythe, we find Peter Parker. This makes up for everything. It's worth losing my Spider-Man costume just to see that dumb look on bewilderment on J. Jonah Jameson's ugly face. I ought to patent this idea and sell it. By using my web fluid, anyone can make lifelike instant puppets.
This is most annoying. I was sure my robot was unbeatable. Oh well, back to the drawing board.
You made a fool of me again! I never should have listened to that idiot Peter Parker! And as for you, get out of here with that crazy robot before I wrap it around your neck!
Still above on the narrow ledge, Peter Parker is taking photos.
I wonder if he knows how beautiful his eyes glisten when he's angry. I'll just snap a few shots of this so I can chuckle over it in my old age.
And back at Aunt May's house.
I'll come over. I'll come back some other time. Bye, Mrs. Parker.
Well, who's that chick? Maybe she knows where Bookworm is.
Say you, look at me, I'm a police officer. If you've got no business around here, son, I'd like you to move on. We received a call about a suspicious-looking character hanging around here.
Flash Thompson listens to the police officer and goes away. But as he does so, he thinks to himself,
it must be Parker. He's probably hiding in the house and he figured he'd get rid of me this way. Coward.
Finally, a short time later, in May Parker's living room of her house, her favorite nephew, Peter Parker, returns home.
Hi, Aunt May. Sorry I'm late. Boy, am I starved.
You can have something to eat later. Right now, I have a serious talk with you.
Wow! It must be serious. You're always trying to get me to eat more. What's wrong?
That young man is what I want you to tell me.
What do you mean?
I went up to tidy your room after Mary Jane went home, and...
Mary Jane? What was she doing here?
I wanted you to meet her, but that can wait. What is more important, I happened to find this behind the briefcase, a Spider-Man costume.
Peter Parker hurriedly thinks to himself,
my extra Spider-Man costume. I've got to think of something fast. Oh, that old thing. I can explain that.
I'm waiting, Peter.
Peter Parker goes back to thinking to himself.
I've got to find a way to clear myself without lying to her. It's a disguise, Aunt May.
I was going to use it to fool some people.
Look, you can see, it hasn't even been worn yet. It's brand new. I've never even had it on.
Gosh, you can't believe... I can't believe you suspect me of being Spider-Man.
Look, under my coat sleeves. No costume. Now, would Spider-Man ever go out without his costume?
Oh, Peter Parker, you silly boy. Of course you're not Spider-Man.
Peter Parker thinks to himself,
so far I haven't actually told an untruth.
But I don't want you wearing this silly costume to any parties. It might get you in a lot of trouble, so I'll just take it with me. And there's a cake in the kitchen for you.
As Aunt May leaves the room, Peter Parker thinks to himself,
she's gone. Whew. Boy, what a close shave that was. She must never discover my secret. At her age, the shock could be fatal. But I'm in the clear again, for now. All in all, things didn't work out too badly, except that I've become a superhero without a costume. What if I have to become Spider-Man again? Like soon? Oh well, I'll worry about that when the time comes.
Unless you miss our guests. That time is coming sooner than you think, Peter Parker. But you'll learn about it yourself when you hear our sensational next issue. So don't miss it. It's your kind of yarn. The end.
You have just listened to a reading of Amazing Spider-Man number 25, June, the year 1965.
Why did I choose you? I saw the heart you hide so well. I saw a quiet man who had a gentle way. meet you.